Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, Chairperson, I am Diamondra Rafringa. I'm from Madagascar, and I belong to the Sakalava minorities and the sexual minorities in Madagascar. Today, I want to highlight a fundamental right and a powerful tool that many minority individuals rely on to heal from the discrimination they face, art and culture. Art and culture are universal languages. They break barriers, amplify voice, and tell stories that are often ignored. Yet, in Madagascar, the space remains out of reach for many minorities, specifically for sexual minorities. To give an example, in June 2022, a tolerance carnival was cancelled by the Tuléar Prefect for the reason that the presence of sexual minority could be a public order offences. Art had the unique power to change earth and mind, but for it to do so, it must represent everyone, including all minorities. It's not just about giving them a platform. It's about recognizing their humanity, their dignity, and the value they bring out to our history. Now, imagine a Madagascar where art reflects our true diversity. But mostly imagine a Madagascar proud of its diversity and serve as touristic mirror of diversity celebration in the African region. Imagine festival where your ethnic, linguistic, religious, and sexual minority artists can showcase their work without fear of stigma or films that challenge stereotype while inspiring education. This is the vision I ask you to support. I call on my government and cultural institution to allocate a dedicated resource to support minority artists and especially those from the LGBTQI community so they can freely express themselves. Thank you.
I now go